views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Welcome back, everybody, to another beautiful week of Angels and Answers.
Wonderful, wonderful week of Angels and Answers.
With Artie Hoffman.
And Sky Siegel. That's what I'm talking about.
Listen, before we start, folks, I want to give you the studio name, the number. And you can call us in for some mini readings because we have a great topic today. And you can get some questions answered in the meantime. So the number is 800-930-2819. I'm going to repeat that. 800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to get a private reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. That's ANGEL-02. And my number is 908-500-1474 if you'd like a great reading with myself.
Now, the reason why we have a 1-800 number, because it makes no difference where you call from. It doesn't cost you, unlike some people who would call collect. And it was costing too much money.
Yes.
To talk to people from all around the world, all around the country.
So you can call us, and it's a very free call.
Yeah,
it's free as it gets.
It's very inexpensive.
Very inexpensive.
And if you can't afford free, we'll work on a payment plan for you.
That is so funny. So how was your week this week, my dear?
How was my week? It was filled with lots of incredible experiences. It really was.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, you know, learning to go with the flow with a lot of different situations. And, you know, the energy was incredibly weird.
Yes.
And, you know, I can't explain it. It's just feeling very unsettling. And, you know, going with the flow, thank God, overall, things are going pretty good. But yet, I can't explain this stuff inside that's just being riled up. And then what I chalk it up to as the new full moon. So,
yes, it has been a full moon.
So with the full moon, and I wrote down my affirmations, and, I wrote it down a couple of times.
Yes.
So it's good, you know, and I really do. I feel very good. I feel like, you know, God and the angels are hearing my prayers when I write down my affirmations. And I woke up a couple of nights ago, like about 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just like automatically, which I very rarely do, but I did. And I did not write my affirmations that evening before I went to bed because I was so tired. I said, I'll do it in a few minutes. And of course I fell asleep. So I woke up, I wrote down my affirmations, and I burned it outside. And then the next day I found out that was actually the moon, the full moon. And so I did it again with my friends out in Egg Harbor, Joanne and Glenn. And I wrote my affirmations again, and I burned them outside. And the funny thing is, you know, last week, Sky and I saw the movie Bedazzle, even though it's been out since the year 2000 or something like that.
That was a great movie.
And it was. And I recommend for everyone to see that movie, because you really have to program your affirmations. Otherwise, you know, there's attachments to it.
You got to say them exact.
Exactly. Of everything. So when you ask for what you want to be extremely specific.
Yeah.
So like we were, Sky and I were discussing before, like if, when you want to ask for $1 billion, which is all fine and dandy, but just ask for it to come in a healthy manner. You don't want it to come from a accident or a lawsuit,
right,
or anything like that.
And you want it in American currency.
That's right. And I said, you want $1 million in American currency.
I thought that was so cute.
Yeah. So we asked for it in American currency or Canadian.
Yeah, because a million pesos is not that much.
That's right. It really is. Go get you some McDonald's and that's about it. Yeah, that's it. So, again, you have to be very specific. That's why they say, you know, be careful of what you ask for. And when you're asking for that, you know, specific, wonderful person in your life, you know, make sure that they're available.
And they have details.
Yeah, make sure that they're available. So you could ask for the perfect person. The perfect person comes along, but they happen to be taken.
Right.
You know, or, you know, you're asking for your soulmate to come around, but, you know, you want to also make sure that they're generous and kind and loving and affectionate and unconditional and that they're good communicators. You want to ask for all the other qualities. Don't just, you know, ask just for enough. Just don't settle because it's going to bite you in the butt. Believe
me. Be specific.
Very specific. And so what I was, you know, the other day when I was looking at the moon, I was, and Sky and I were discussing this before, I was just totally enamored by the beauty.
I love that word.
What?
Enamored.
Enamored, yeah.
Love it. Wow.
Thank you.
Have you been reading
that? By the beauty of the moon. And how beautiful, and that the moon could light up so bright. I mean, the sun is the sun. The sun's bright. It's literally 300 times the size of the Earth.
Yes.
But the moon is the moon, and it doesn't have the sun. Yes, so when people say, yeah, it's behind, so the sun is behind the moon, or the sun is reflecting off the moon, it's not like the moon is a mirror. I don't get it. I don't get how the moon is capable of shining that bright 80 million billion miles away, where it's literally lightening up everything. You don't even need the lights on.
It's true, because before I had my severe accident where I was hit by a car as a pedestrian, my husband and I, on a full moon, would go into the forest that's not so far from here, and we would wait till a full moon came. We'd go in the forest, and we'd take our horses with us. And in a portion of the forest, there was a total laurel forest where they had these amazing, gorgeous laurel flowers. They were so beautiful. So we used to get off the horses and go just lie on the ground in this laurel forest and just soak up all of the beautiful aroma of the flowers. And as we were doing that, the horses would rest and they would go ahead and eat some of the flowers because they were edible. So anyway,
flowers are edible.
Yes, there's many. There's nasturtiums that are very edible. A lot of fancy restaurants also put flowers in their salads. Did you know that?
No. No.
Really?
I never heard of.
Yes. There are lots of different flowers you can consume and eat without.
The only flowers I put by my lips are tulips. The only ones.
Well, I'm going to say something.
Everything else is off limits.
So getting back to the moon, I'm not an astrologer or anything, but the moon is so, the sun is so large that it actually illuminates the moon, even though it's not transparent, the moon. The intense heat of that sun illuminates the beautiful white moon.
I got to go see more. I have to go see more of the shows that explains like the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, and, like, you know where we could go? Oh, I'd like to go. Hey, you want to go to the planetarium?
I like that. I've been there a couple of times. Yeah. That would be fun. That would be fun. We have to go.
Yeah,
we have to go. That would be fun. And, I want to understand the extreme knowledge and the beauty of the universe I mean, it's so huge and so beautiful, and to understand Mars and Jupiter and Venus and I mean,
go to YouTube and look it up.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube.
I have to.
Let me tell you something, folks.
I'm just in awe of the magnitude of what God created.
Yeah, it is. It's flawless too. And every cell in our body is related to that, to the moon, to the universe.
Yeah.
Every single cell in our bodies are related to every single thing we touch, taste, feel, look at, smell. Everything is the same. And that is the perfectness of our one creator, of God, of our source. It is the perfectness of him.
You know, you have osmosis of all these creations. You know, you have, you know, I've said this before, you have the beauty of the sea and the ocean.
Yes.
That not only does the sea world feed us, our humans, but it refeeds the all the fish world of the yeah. fish world.
Yes, yes.
But the
does.
Only thing is, I get sick of having sushi every day. You know, being a dolphin sounds like fun. Being a shark, but what are you having today? Sushi? You know, for breakfast, lunch, dinner. You know, maybe some shellfish or something.
Let's have a lobster now and again.
That's right. Put it this
right.
way: you never want to hear. You never want to hear one fish say to the fish, eat me. You might very well be, that could end your life.
This is true, folks.
You know?
So watch what you wish for.
Watch what you you know? You know, we look at our partners in life or other people of the opposite sex.
Wouldn't you
say,
like to
oh,
just,
wow.
Now, this is not on any kind of context except for what it's going to sound like. Okay. Wouldn't it be amazing to just eat your partner so that you can get rid of them?
I love you so much, I could eat you up.
I can eat you. And I could pick my bones with the teeth. But oh guess what, folks? We have to go to a break. So we'll be right back. Right
Stick
after
around.
This. Well, I remember that a little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Walking by the lake and there was not another car in sight. And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now I'm buying all this.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGELS to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Guy Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the most wonderful show, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman
and Sky Siegel.
We're having a fun day today, guys.
We're here to entertain and to
please you,
to give your wisdom and yes, all that other stuff, yada, yada, yada.
And happy readings. I just want to tell everybody I'm very proud of my granddaughter, Mia. And if you guys are listeners to the show, you know all about her. She has decided to go forward with her mediumship, her own decision. And she is now in a mediumship class that I help teach and also attend, because a medium never stops growing and learning. So if you have a medium that you know and she doesn't go to classes, or she doesn't keep up, or she doesn't, you know, join circles for spirituality and healing, then there's something wrong with that medium. But anyway, getting back to that, she read people at that place. Now, it's a beginner's class. That's just a given. But she read people who are like 10 times her age. She's 12 years old, not 10 times, but she read 40 and 50 year old people who she was slam, dead, bang, right there, right on.
Basically, she's just saying she was right on the money.
She was so much on the money. I was so proud of her. I can't even begin to tell you. And then that same week, my middle daughter, Jennifer, gives me a call and she says, Mom, guess what? I'm opening up, I think. She's like, I'm having these panic attacks. So Jennifer is not the type that has panic attacks. She's very, very level-headed. She doesn't have panic attacks. She's very, she's a problem solver. So and she's telling me a few dreams that she's had that come true, a few things that she's known before they've happened, a few times when she's heard spirit in her ear and she's wondering who the heck it was, like, you know, screaming out, who's here, who's here? So I says, Jen, you know that you're opening up. She says, yeah, I think I am. I was afraid of that. So I says, well, you know what? You don't have to be afraid of that. You're going to come to the class and I and the teacher will help you through this so that, you know, you can open up if you want to. And if you don't want to, you can close yourself down for life. But she is very inept with the idea that she would like to absolutely open up and do what I do. And I'm really grateful, not only grateful, I'm very flattered that my girls, no matter what age they are so amazed at how I help people and they see when I have readings at my home.
Well, you inspired them.
I actually
did. That's what
did.
You did. You inspired them. And so when they see what you do and other people are like in awe of you.
It's not even
awe.
It's just the help that I've given them.
No. But they see what you do and they hear their friends speak and everybody else speak. And, you know, they have the gift and they want to be able to do it. And so you inspired them like to open
I'm
up their gift.
I'm so proud of them because they have the gift.
And it frustrates me when I know that somebody has the gift and they go, oh, but I'm afraid.
I know.
Oh, but I'm afraid.
Right.
I'm afraid of the spirit, or I'm afraid to see ghosts, or I'm afraid that I'll be wrong or whatever. Just put it out there and don't be afraid.
Right. Right. You can't be righter than that, man.
Right. Screw them if they can't take a joke.
Right. And you know what? I blame this on television because they've given such a bad rap to spirit world. It's so not what you think. It's so not what you see.
Yeah, very commercialized.
Oh, yeah. It's not like that at all. 9 out of 10 of all the souls, 10 out of 10 of all the souls that I have spoken to have been nothing but a delight for me to read. Some are shy. Some are outgoing. They're just like they were here on Earth. But they're a delight, and they're always blessing and thanking me. So I'm very lucky.
What I get from a lot of people who've been real schmucks here on earth,
yeah,
that after they've crossed over, they have been very humbled because they got a chance to experience and feel everybody else's feelings who they have hurt.
Yes.
You know, there's that saying, you know, your life flashes before you when you pass away, which is true. And we get a chance to experience the emotional feelings, how we affected every single person.
Yeah.
So a lot of people, when they feel the anger, the hurt, the pain, the loneliness, the rejection from that person and what they caused, there's a tremendous amount of sorrow and humbleness. Now, some people heal from their loved one who has come back and who is like repenting or asking for forgiveness or realizing their mistakes. And then, unfortunately, there are people who are still so angry that they want them to suffer and they don't give a crap. And they just don't care. Oh, now they're saying they're sorry. Now that they're on the other side and, you know, all the way up until their dying day, they were the biggest pain in the ass and da, 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 da.
You gotta learn to forgive folks.
You know, and it's easier said than done. Easier said than done. But this is a part of our process. And for some reason today, you know, I was getting very frustrated and I was having loops, which I very rarely do, but I was having loops of the past of people in situations that were really upsetting to me. And I realize it's in the past. And I realize it that there's nothing I could do about it.
Right.
And, but at the same token, for whatever reason, I was just in a very off balance mood today. Until I saw the beautiful face of Sky Siegel.
And then
I saw stars and sunshine and rainbows.
When I hit you with the mallet?
Yes. Exactly. So.
No, he's right. He's right. It's hard to give that up.
We're all human. Yeah. We're all human and we go through it. But the what I feel good about is that it doesn't consume me. You know,
you're the happiest person I know.
It is.
And the most logical. I'm not even joking. I'm not blowing smoke up your butt either.
Okay.
You know, he is the type of person where, and this is the God's honest truth, folks. When something that's beyond his control cannot be helped, and it could be a catastrophe, he right away goes into, okay, let's understand and let's try and accept. You're a very accepting person. And also when there's things that you can't, you know, that you can't handle in your personal life, your business life, whatever, you learn to turn the other cheek and say, okay, look, it is what it is, and let's get past it. Let's go beyond it.
When crap is hitting the fan, and I do mean like when crap is hitting the fan, I become quieter and calmer because
that's great. It's a great habit.
I very rarely, I mean, don't get me wrong, I will explode in the moment but in the moment, but when it's consistent crap going on around me consistently, I become very calm and I pay attention to who and what's going on around me. And then I deal with it in my way because if I explode, it's like it's just not pretty. And people consistently, because I handle things very calmly on the most part, that when I do explode, I get people upset very easily. And I know
they're
shocked because they're not used to me yelling or screaming or whatnot. So it is very upsetting to whomever, whatever.
I've never seen you in that state.
I know, but I do get there. I am human. I do get upset. But once it's out of my system, I can't let it just sit there. I have to get out all this frustration or anger, resentment, all these feelings out of my system, but it's not a part of my character trait on a regular basis.
You're right.
You know, but one thing that I do, what I have learned, one thing that I have learned is, is that when I believe in something, you know, I'm very stubborn when I strongly believe in a something.
I wouldn't call
specific.
That stubborn.
No, because in other words, I can't be persuaded.
Passionate.
Yeah. Passionate. Yeah. You want to use passion. All right. Let's use the word passion.
Because you're not a stubborn person. You're not misleading yourself. You are when you believe in something adamantly, you're passionate about it and you don't let up unless you've shown everyone your perception of that. Now, I also happen to know that If they can't understand that perception, you don't force it.
Right.
But you do give them the opportunity to understand it through your eyes, which is very good.
It's something that I got. I got that trait actually from my mother. I really did. My mother had very much so like the same kind of disposition, and she always tried to see things from both sides. Yeah, from both sides of the fence and all. And my brothers are very much so like that. Although I'm not as passive as my brothers. My brothers are very passive and I'm not.
They're more passive than you are?
Oh, they're much more passive. Yeah, much more passive. But when I'm very passionate about something and I expect, and then, you know, I push hard and I have certain expectations. And, you know, when you could do something about something and it's within your control, if things don't, you know, go as it should, whether it be out of laziness or arrogance or whatever, then I start having a problem with that, you know, because people develop a pattern habit.
That's right.
Of a trait that might not be so pleasant. And that's something that should not be accepted.
Exactly.
You know, wait, go ahead.
All right. We have to go for a break, but I want to tell Portia to hold on. Portia from Detroit, we know you're there, sweetheart, and we will take you as soon as we're finished with this break. So stay tuned, everybody, and come right back.
There are places I remember.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator to schedule a private session or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we're very excited today because we have a lovely lady waiting for us. And she's been very patient. Her name is Portia, and she's from Detroit, Michigan. You there, sweetie?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sweetheart, for waiting for us.
Hey, Portia, let go of the bum.
Thank you for waiting for us. What can we help you with today?
When I spoke to you over a month or two ago, you were trying to tell me about my son, and you were on point when you said I had my eyeglasses on my nose, and that was true, but the rest of it, I didn't understand it because ever since my son passed away, my life has been going down still financially, mentally, physically. My husband, he left and married someone else that I grew up with. We both grew up in April this year. And before my son passed away, he was a rapper. He could sing. He had a beautiful voice like an angel. Now his younger brother tried to take over where my son left off. And he needs his help to father this. And he has a beautiful voice also. My son was born on a Friday. He died on a Friday. He was born July
3rd. So sorry. And as one mother to another who has lost a son, my heart goes out to you because I know exactly the feelings and the pain you're going through. It's not only an emotional, but it's a physical pain, right?
Yes. I can't even talk about my son. It's still emotional.
Of course.
Yeah, understandable.
Very understandable.
What is it that you would like to know, hon?
What can we help you with? I know that I want you to know one thing, that your son is happy right now. I know that meditation will bring you a lot of answers. I need you to see if you can sit in a quiet place and try to take all the confusion and worries and words out of your mind. Just clear your mind, empty your mind, and just look at the darkness behind your eyelids. And you will see that you'll start getting these words or some pictures or some messages, and they will be from your son. Now, let me ask you something. Was his health improving?
Was my son's health improving?
Yes.
Yeah, but the strange thing, the way my son died, was this woman he was involved with, he let her stay at her house. And she was supposed to be moving out of his house. He didn't want to be with her no more, her or her sons. And Christmas Eve 2010, she called my son around to his house because he had moved out of his own house, waiting on them to move. He stayed a few blocks over with his cousins, but he'd come check on his house every day. And Christmas Eve, he called my son. I had told him that earlier that day I was going to bring him a protection prayer. And I feel guilty because I didn't go straight to his house. I went with one of my friends.
Feel guilt, sweetheart, because all this was planned before he was born and you were born. So please wipe that guilt out of your minds immediately.
You know, we can't play God.
Right.
And we wish that we could make a lot of, I wish I did this, I wish I did that. It's always easier to call the shots after it's been done. And now the healthy thing to do is to go through a healing process. And I feel by you sharing that beautiful love that you have and helping out other people who might be hurting or other people who might be lonely, and you going over there to share your love to help them out in some way, somehow. Sometimes it's just being a companion or a friendship. But I'm strongly picking up by you sharing your love and your experience with other people who have nobody or nothing or who's hurting themselves. You know, that could be your blessing, and that will help nurture your heart when you're sharing your love, what God has given you, and you share that with others.
Yes. Let me ask you something.
I've done that all my life. I've been like that all my life for other people, but I was only blessed. I lost 13 I had 13 miscarriages. I was blessed with three sons. And when he was born, the doctor said he was the devil's son-in-law. And
what?
I used to hate my son being born Friday the 13th. I never liked him being born on that day, which I have no control of. But I was
born on that day. Don't hate
killer.
It. I was born
really?
On that. Yes, I was.
I didn't know you were born on Friday.
I was born Friday the 13th, yes.
Oh, wow.
And I think it's one of the luckiest days out of the whole year, honey. Honestly. So don't even put that in your mind, because you're bringing negativity to something that really has no bearing on what happened to your son that day.
Yeah, try not to connect negative affirmations to all the circumstances.
Yes.
You know, and again, we 100% understand it's easier said than done.
He went in his house, and it was some kind of altercation that happened. And... then this police officer, they don't have medical credentials, come outside like 4 hours later and tell me, Miss Hudson, did your son ever have any medical problems? I said, no, he was just hyper like I am, manic depressive. I said, but other than that, he was fine. Then he told me my son had a heart attack. My son walked every day.
No, he didn't have a heart attack.
So it was impossible. And I don't know. The police haven't tried to do anything, give me closure. At one time told me, well, it looks like domestic violence. My sons don't fight women. They don't. I know this for a fact.
I know
because
that
they saw their
decisive messages that she was not alone that day, that there was another man in her apartment. And did you know, did the police tell you that there was a fight?
Oh, I knew it was a fight because the woman next door told the police it was a fight. And she heard screaming in there. And like I told her, you heard my son, because my three sons, like their father, their voice is a high pitch when they get mad. They talk, they holler, and it sounds like a female voice when they're yelling.
Yeah, and he was hit in the chest. Did you notice any bruising or marking on his body to show you that
I don't go to funerals. I don't go to funerals. My sons, my other sons and family members, and his cousin who did his embalming said it was a big knot, a blood clot on his forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And, bruises. No, the police wouldn't tell me any of this, or nobody else. It was family members. And the only thing that give me kind of a make me feel better, they say his sternum was larger than a dignitary. People came from all over the states, different states, to his funeral. It was so many people that two churches, the church and the other rectory couldn't hold people. People were outside and lying. And I feel that good about my son knowing that all these people love my baby.
Let me ask you something. Did they do an autopsy on your son?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a cover up.
Your son was killed, Mom.
Yeah.
He was definitely killed.
He was definitely killed.
Yeah. And you know what? I almost said Mom. Did you hear that? Mom almost came out of my mouth. I want you to know that your son has no need for you to worry about him anymore. He says what's done is done and we can't go back. But know that he was beaten to death.
Is there a little pin that you have of an angel, like an angel of love, that you put on your chest, you know, on your clothing, a pin?
I used to, and I gave it to one of the grandkids.
Okay, I want you to go, whether it be to a spiritual store or a religious store, and I feel that it's necessary that you go and get yourself another angel of love, a pin of love, mm-hmm. and put it on your heart. And I feel like this blessing will help nurture your heart, and ask the minister of the church to please bless it. And you'll see that it really will spiritually and emotionally help your heart heal while you're going through this tragedy.
I don't go to church.
You know what? Your son is also telling me, as religious as you are, when he gives you signs, you're not 100% certain that that's him. You think it's your imagination. And he says he doesn't want you to feel that way. Do you have his
hand? He came and taught me to leave it alone. He said, "Mom, don't do nothing." He said, "Don't bother Ivy." That was the woman's name. He said, "Mama, don't bother Ivy."
Listen, do you have his hat?
Do I have what?
His hat.
His hat.
A what? A fax.
No, no. Do you have one of his hats?
That you put on your head?
He's telling me that you have a hat that belongs to him.
No. My son, my oldest son, claimed that he went and got his brother's clothes and stuff out of his house, but I don't believe he did. And I tried to use his house to let other people that were homeless stay in there, and they tore it up. I didn't have the money.
There's one thing I just wanted to tell you, and I hate to cut you short, but we have to go to commercial. Get back his hat. He wants you to have his hat. He said that meant a lot to him. He wore it a lot, and I'm sure you know which one it is. He wants you to take it back and keep it with you.
And you're going to be seeing a sign by him on a license plate. And it's going to be his little hello to you, but you know it's going to be him.
Right.
And it was a great pleasure sharing time with you.
And our heart goes out to you.
And our heart and our love goes out to you and your family.
Absolutely.
But stay well, Portia.
Portia, all right. Get the hat.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for.
Tune in to the Angels and Ants Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
You keep saying you got something for me. me. Something you call love.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And, you know, that was a very, very unfortunate situation that, that people unfortunately have to go through. It's a process of life. Death is a process of life. And the weird thing is, you know, it's very, very difficult for the people being left behind. But trust me, a billion times over, the people who are crossing over to the other side, they are very, very well. Happy. And they're happy. And it's the unknown that we don't know that scares us, and us in selfishness, in love and selfishness, that we miss our loved ones and we want them here. And, you know, it's inevitable that we're all going to cross over at some point.
Yes.
And, you know, but when you're over on the other side, it's a whole nother ball game. It's a whole nother beauty. It's a whole nother, you know, breath of fresh air. It really is.
It's a whole nother life.
You know, and while we're stuck here on earth living our life, and, you know, it's the fear of the unknown, and we want what we want, and we miss our loved ones, and, you know, it comes down to trying to reinvent ourselves without that person.
Yes. That's odd.
And that's very difficult.
Take it from me.
and even for parents who, you know, when their kids are grown up and they're going to school, they're not needed as much, you know, they're very self-sufficient in many ways, except financially, most of them.
And they never get that.
They never get that. Yeah, forget about that.
Really?
They're always needing that.
Absolutely.
You know, but seriously, it's about, let's see, your husband's working, you're working, and your kids are in school, or now they're in college, or now they all moved out, they're all married. And now it's, all right, now what about you? Because you made your whole purpose their life.
Right.
Their life was your purpose. And now it's time for you to reinvent yourself. Or you so much live through your child, or even through your loved one, or through your parent. You live for them, through them. And now that they're not there, for whatever reason, whether they passed on or whether they just moved on in life, and now it's time, now what about you? And that's why, you know, when people have everything right now, I always tell people that it's very important that you don't lose yourself in this shuffle.
Yes.
Meaning, you know, you have your life as a mom, you have your life as a wife, you have your life as a significant other. But what do you do for you? What do you do for you? You know, what activities do you do that make you happy? Do you go out just by yourself to enjoy the beauty, the nature, the music, whatever? Do you go out with you and your friends? Do you and your spouse or partner in life, do you go out without the kids and just enjoy each other and not just being the workhorse and not just being the mom and dad? It's very important for you to create a life for yourself.
Even empty nesters should be listening to this. Because after your kids have come and gone and you've done your role as parents, you know, you become empty nesters. And if you don't have a good relationship with your spouse, or if you don't try to reinvent a different you that suits the time of your life that you're in, you're going to be miserable. And that goes, like Artie said, for people who have lost children, for people whose children have graduated and left the house, for those children who have gotten married and made their own lives. You know, you can't just wallow in your own nest. You got to start reinventing.
Right. And a lot of parents have a habit of really living through their children's life.
Vicariously.
And it creates a lot of drama. It creates a lot of fights. Your kids trying to do their own life. And, you know, you're micromanaging and you're worried about who they're hanging out with. Are they okay? Are they safe? And if your kid is unique, all right, and if they're stepping out of your comfort zone, all right, you tend to lose it. People tend to lose it because their kid wants to be who they want to be, you know. And unfortunately, you know, some parents have kids where they're very disrespectful. And so, you know, you have to, you know, it's like, you know, what do? You know, I don't mind you living at my house. You better just show me respect. And that's what you have control over. You know, as far as, are you going to let them in your home or in your life to the point of respect?
I'll tell you what, even parents whose children got married and they live close by, I've married off four of my kids, and I just do not barge in on them and be so presumptuous where I would think that I could just, you know, go and disturb their family life. I would never do something like that. And in fact, one of my daughters always tell me, Ma, why don't you just pop over? And I says, I respect you and your private time with your husband. Because, you know, I give you that. You work all day. Your husband works all day. You put your children to bed. At least you have quiet time together with your spouse. I'm not just going to barge in on you like that and just hang out. If you want me to come over, you know my number. You call me and you let me know. That's how I feel about that.
When I was younger, and this was actually a Hoffman trait. When I was younger and I was a teenager, and while I was married, I would barge in on friends and it just like spontaneously yes. barge and always had. And then if they were home, great. We had a fun time.
Well, it was
just
different.
And if they weren't home, it's like, all right, who else could I barge in or where can I go or what can I do?
I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is doing that to the same person
over and over and over. Yeah.
Day after day, you know.
Day after day.
No, it's the truth because, you know, my kids would love me to be at each one of their houses every single day. But the point is I want them to have quality time with their spouses. And yeah, Artie's right. I barge in on my friends all the time. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, and it's fun.
It is fun.
And you want to know something? When I was with whoever I'm with, and I would want to bar, and say, oh, come on, you just got to call for, no, not these people.
Know.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
This is just the way they were. Well, my friends, and they would, I was over here, well, my friends, they would never want me to do this, or I would never do that. Well, that's your friends. These
yeah,
are
right.
my friends.
Right.
You know,
oh,
much
I love
more open.
That. The but, most fun times you have when you don't expect it.
Is when, yeah, spontaneous.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because last Friday was, God rest his soul, my son's birthday, and everybody knew it in the family, and all of a sudden around 4:30, 5 o'clock, my bell started ringing and everybody came to my house. My sister, her family, my brother, his family, all of the children came, all the grandchildren came, friends came, ex-husbands came. I mean, it was amazing. We had the ball of our life. And then we sent up these beautiful Japanese celebration balloons at 9, 10 o'clock at night. And we just, it was just a spontaneous thing.
It was a big celebration.
A tremendous yeah. celebration. It was just going to be me and the kids and Tracy and Richie. We were going to send up some balloons. But it turned out to be everybody showed up unannounced. And I loved it. It was the greatest night ever. We had a blast.
You can't beat a really good, spontaneous, great time. It's as simple
you
as
can't.
That. And like I said, I can't say this enough. So for all of you people where you felt stuck in the, you know, in your relationship, meaning just being mom and dad or being just going from work to home, work to home, you have to change it up and you have to make that time.
Yes.
And when you go and do something fun and spontaneous, you can't hang out at your house because everyone's going to bother you or the phone or the computer is going to end
right.
up crawling up your butt. You can't do that. You have to get out of your element and go out and have a good time and step out of your comfort zone and have a great time. And I'm telling you, that is the best thing to do. And if for whatever reason your partner doesn't want to go with you, then go yourself or go up with other friends. Don't stay home because, well, they're not going out, so I'm not going out.
No.
And that's a bunch of bull crap, you know?
Yeah.
And then learn to delegate. You know, and also, you know what else is a fun thing to do? If you know people who have a hard time getting out, a couple because of their kids, why don't you offer your time to somebody
That's
and
nice.
Say, I'll watch your kids. You guys go out and have a good time. I want you to relax knowing that your kids are fine and I'll watch the kids for you. So if you know that somebody hardly ever never gets to get a chance to go out, offer that to them. And it's going to fulfill your heart. You're going to have a great time with the kids or their pets or their dogs or whatever they're afraid to leave
yes.
and let them go out and have a great time.
I think that's a great, great idea.
Absolutely. And right now, Sky and I, we gotta close up this segment and you get to hear us for a whole another hour. Yahoo.
Yeehaw.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.